Coast Country 103.9 and 106.3. It's Friday. It's 4:30. That means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, presented by Nanticoke Outfitters. Head to nanticokeoutfitters.com. Get your hunt booked, because hunting season is right around the corner. You can follow the link at coastcountry.com. So Captain Dave Fletcher is here with us, and I know most of us don't want to say goodbye to summer yet, Dave, but hunting season just around the corner, so you're going to get us ready for both today, right?
That's a fact, and I tell you, Gary, we are busy doing some of our final preps and getting ready for hunting season. Matter of fact, our first guests are coming to town, and they're coming in from Binghamton, New York. We've got a party of four that'll be spending a week with us starting September 18th for a week of deer hunting. So it is happening. But first, let's talk fishing. In Maryland, to be honest with you, not much has changed in our fishing report from last week. Rockfish, there's still a really good early morning bite that's good all around the islands here on the lower shore. The bluefish and Spanish mackerel have been pretty good. We've been trolling spoons on channel edges, and that's been very, very successful. Of course, you can always look for the diving seagulls, because that gives you a great idea of where they might be. And I'll tell you, the crabbing was a little off this week, but still, focus on the 10 to 15-foot range. Now, moving down to the beach in Ocean City, flounder fishing has been good this week. We averaged one legal-sized flounder to about every 10 that we were catching. So I expect that to hold through the weekend. Sheep's head on sand fleas have been caught on both the north and south jetty. Originally, we were only catching them on the north side, but we're now catching them on both jetties. The croaker are here in good numbers, and they're mixed in with spot. And what a great activity to do with the kids.
Yeah, I feel like we've been talking about croaker a bit here, Captain Dave. You know, you said you caught hundreds of them over the last week or so. And are the families that you fish with, when they grab those croakers and the kids are pulling them in, do they keep those and eat them?
Yes, some do, but I'll tell you, most are not, Gary. And that's because we do have a 9-inch minimum requirement. So we catch a lot of croaker in the 7 to 8 inch range. And with a lot of our guests being vacationers, they just don't have the setup in order to be able to cook the fish. But for those that do, I'll tell you, the taste is actually not bad. And cooking them with the skin on adds a sweet taste to that white flaky meat. Now, let's take a look at Delaware. Also very similar to last week in Delaware Bay. For the anglers that are not a boating angler, the fishing pier at Cape Henlopen State Park has seen some very good spot fishing. Bloodworms and fish bites have been the go-to for bait, and there's no size limit on spot, so you keep as many as you want. The Lewis and Rehoboth Canal is giving up some flounder, but that's really slowed down because that shallow water is getting too warm. Now, remember, the croaker will start moving in, but they haven't moved in there yet. At the Indian River Inlet, sand fleas fished in the rocks during the day might find yourself a tog or a sheep's head. White bucktails fished in the rocks in the early morning hours or late evening will certainly catch you some striped bass, although they might be too small to keep. Flounder have been caught on live minnows between the Coast Guard station and the entrance to the Indian River Marina.
Captain Dave, I know last week we were all excited. We were talking about the White Marlin Open just about all week long. And not long after you and I did our Outdoors Outlook report here on the ride home, I started to hear rumors that there were some boats coming back to the scales that might be bringing marlin to the table. So who ended up winning the marlin division?
Yeah, I tell you what, Gary, it was an exciting finish because there were multiple marlin that were coming in. One ended up being just 2 inches too short to qualify. Another one did not weigh enough to qualify. But an OC-based boat called the Floor Reel, the owners of EP of a flooring company, so very creative naming there, they brought in a 640.5-pound blue marlin worth $6.2 million. And another Ocean City-based boat called Reel Tight, they landed a 265-pound tuna, and they earned $1 million. So what a great thing to see these OC-based boats holding ground and winning some of these categories, because we have anglers and boats from all over the East Coast that come in for this tournament. Now, Right now, we've got the Poor Girls Open going on, which is a ladies-only billfish release tournament that benefits breast cancer research. We saw a bunch of them coming in last night as we were fishing, and flags were flying, so they are catching some fish. So what a great thing to do this weekend. You could go watch the Poor Girls Tournament weigh in, and that's between 4 and 7. Now, hunting, bow hunters, shoot your bow. Get out, shoot your bow, get ready. Wherever legal, be sure to feed your deer and put fresh batteries in your cameras. Get cameras out if you haven't put them out yet. And if you need cameras, go to the Nanticoke Outfitters website, and we've got the Tacticam Reveal X-Pros on sale to get you ready for deer season. Well, Gary, that's it for this weekend's Outlook. As always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we are blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.